if we look realistically at the nature of human life, we see that it is fleeting and unpredictable, elusive almost. Birth, life and death pass by in the twinkling of an eye. Thus we never hear of the human body lasting for 10,000 years. And who today can keep the body young and healthy for even 100 years? Yes, how quickly our lives slip away. Whether I am the first or someone else, whether today or tomorrow, our lives on earth do indeed one day come to an end. Life seems to vanish unseen like groundwater, or to evaporate like the morning dew on the summer lawn. Thus, our bodies may be radiant with health in the morning, but by evening, they may be white ashes. If the right causes and conditions prevail, our two eyes are closed forever, our breathing ceases, and our bodies lose the glow of life. Our relatives, in great numbers and with great wealth, can assemble, but they are powerless to change our situation. Even the rites and rituals of grief and mourning change nothing. All we can do is prepare the body for cremation. All that is left is white ashes. In view of these facts, does it not make sense to focus on the things we can change? We cannot control the passing away of both young and old alike. But each of us can take refuge in the Buddha of infinite life, who promises to embrace, without exception, all beings who but recite his holy name. Namo Amida Buddha.
Tomar oshime prano mono loi joto dure amin hai kothao dukho kothao mrito kothao
চরণের কাছে
যাহা কিছু সব আছে আছে আছে, নাই নাই ভয়, সে শুধু আমারে নিশি দিন কাঁদিতাই। হে যত